Is crime in Seattle on the rise? Neighborhood blogs and local news shows include alarming reports that might make you think yes. Gene Bock, the Seattle Times FYI guy, took a look at that issue. He analyzed crime data across Seattle neighborhoods and told me he found some good news.
Yeah, it was kind of a surprise. What it showed was a little more than half of the neighborhoods showed an overall decline. But what's interesting is that almost all of North Seattle showed an increase, and almost all of South Seattle showed a decrease.
Now, from your numbers, it looks like a neighborhood could see a big jump in crime, but still have a low rate overall, or vice versa. What did you find in that regard?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And it's one thing I worried about a little bit. People might see a big increase in their neighborhood and be alarmed. When you start with a very small number, it just takes a little bit of an increase to show a very large percent change. Like, for example, in Madison Park, it had one of the larger increases in violent crime, but it started with something like 0.6 crimes per 1,000 residents, and it went up to 0.8. That's an increase, but it's really nothing to be too alarmed about.
In your story, you cautioned that people should remember that many crimes are not reported to police. What's happening there?
Yeah, and that's not unique to Seattle. That is just in general, everywhere. It's especially true of property crime, but it's even true of many violent crimes. I'll tell you, I hear from so many readers who complain that, you know, they won't bother to report crime at this point. They feel the police won't do anything about it, so they don't bother to report. If you don't report it, then statistically it just disappears.
Do you have any sense that the number of unreported crimes is increasing in Seattle?
There's just no way to know with unreported crime. There's no data on it other than kind of a national survey that asked people if they were a victim of a crime or whatever. But within Seattle, we can't know how many crimes go unreported.
Gene, how does Seattle compare to other large cities on these crime statistics?
Well, fortunately, we're relatively low when it comes to violent crime. I think last year we had the second lowest murder rate among large cities after San Diego. And the violent crime rate is not overall is in the bottom half. But for property crime, and this is something that I've written about also, our property crime rate is one of the highest in the country.
So, Gene, what are the important things that you want listeners to take away from these statistics that you've compiled about Seattle crime?
Well, you know, I looked into this issue because I did hear from so many readers who had this sense that crime was worse than it used to be. And these are, you know, mostly people who lived here for a while, not all the newcomers in Seattle, but people with some perspective. And, well, the Seattle Police Department compiles crime data. They don't actually calculate a rate for neighborhoods, which is really the way you'd want to compare. So I did this rate comparison. Well, one thing I'd want people to take away is Seattle's crime rate, you know, among major cities, it is in the lower half, the bottom half. One thing I tell just about everyone who writes to me is you know, that they really should report a crime when it happens. If they don't report it, it's as if it never happened statistically. And, you know, having good data on crime is, you know, really important to all of us.
That was Gene Bock, the FYI guy at the Seattle Times. He spoke with us about the crime rate in Seattle. You'll find a link to his story with more details about the neighborhoods on our website, kuow.org.